Hello everyone, welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast with me, Robert Welsh.
And me, James Welsh.
Here we are. Listen, this is a podcast, and if you listen to it, then you know we talk beauty, skincare, the world, world news, stock markets.
No. Crashing stock markets. And house prices. Yeah. All the important all stuff. Them.
Yeah.
Influencer insiders telling you stuff. We really need to write a bio
that we can just read off
at the beginning of every episode because it's
then,
very confusing.
But then we would talk like this. Hello, and this is But you know, you've listened. If you haven't, go back. Listen, there's a whole other area. However, series is what I meant, not area. James, how's the week been?
What is it? It's only Monday.
It is only Monday.
It's only Monday. Listen, I've got a warning for everyone about gel nails. Oh my God.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Oh, I have.
You're warning everyone, like a lot of our listeners have never experienced this before.
Well, I don't think they have because they're probably more sensible than me. So I discovered doing gel nails and I really wanted to do them well. So I had this thing where in 1 week I redid my nail 3 times, right?
Oh my God.
And the third time I was doing them, my nails were burning. Like they felt hot under the UV lamp, right? Mm. So this is weird. And then I took my gel nails off the last time and my nails are coming off the nail bed. I've got like
it's
this
horrific
build up of nail. It's awful. So I found out I've got this like nail condition now.
Fungus. We'll call it a fungus.
Well, it's not a fungus yet because I'm keeping it fungus free, but you could get infections and stuff from this. So, and it takes like 6 months to cure. So warning, be very careful. I've now got these stick-on nails that I painted that I'm going to, for product shots, because I hold products every day, like to film.
Yeah.
And I can't do them with these disgusting nails that are coming off the bed.
Oh, God. I just, nail injuries just make me feel sick.
Yes.
Not that you're, not, I'm not saying
no,
you're
you
disgusting.
Just called me disgusting. I heard you.
But here's the thing, James, one of James's nails looks like, you know, like a gross whale's mouth when I open it and there's like hairy teeth underneath.
Excuse me, that's the fungus. That's the actual nail, and then the rest of it is the nail that's come off it,
almost like the egg and the yolk.
Yeah, almost like the egg and yolk.
And that's affected your week quite drastically, I assume.
Oh, it has, because I don't know what to do about it. How's your week been?
Oh, I've decided to take a week off posting on YouTube. Yeah, because I just feel like when I concentrate on one platform, I ignore another one.
Right.
And I'm trying to sort myself out and figure out how can I integrate everything I do so I can post across multiple platforms.
Mm.
And it's so difficult.
Yeah, I mean, it's with like TikTok and YouTube. Like, really, I can film TikToks at the same time I'm doing a YouTube video and like take the script and make it shorter, you know, or turn it into like 5 different videos. But I just don't.
No, I know.
You know?
it's very difficult. And then sometimes, like, because I've recently been doing TikTok, it's like, I don't know what else to do.
Mm.
Like, what else can I do? And you feel like you're recycling everything you've done on YouTube, and it's a little bit like,
I don't know. It's so difficult. Well, I have to be honest, that's what I kind of find about YouTube is, that's a difficult thing I find about TikTok is I've been doing skincare content for, like, 3-4 years now. Everything that I see on there is just stuff I've already has been done to death on YouTube,
right?
So I don't want to do it again on TikTok. It's just a bit like,
here's the thing, we'll talk about this later, because information that we may consider old news may actually be helpful to other people and new to other people, so we'll get onto that later. But that's, James, that's a good point. Listen, I have a question to ask you, and I know it doesn't circle around your nails and the funguses.
Could you circle it around that?
Yeah, is there anything you've been loving with
your
nails?
Yes, my fungal nail cream.
Right.
No, let me just clear up. I don't have nail fungus, okay? I keep my nails very clean. I could if I don't look after them.
Yeah.
But I will. Listen. Celebrity skincare lines, they're everywhere at the moment. One that's actually been around for a long time is Jessica Alba's Honest Beauty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she does. I think it started as like house cleaning stuff, and it's kind of evolved into things like on the website, there's like bath and body, there's baby, diapers, clothing, all this kind of stuff. But this is their calm and perfect serum. So it's basically like a calming serum, basically. So you've got like niacinamide in there, which helps, helps repair the skin, even out tone, kind of control sebum production. And then that's kind of like the only real standout ingredient, to be honest, in there, an antioxidant, a few other bits. But what I really like about this brand is when you hear about Honest Beauty, you're like, oh, another celebrity in their clean beauty. You know, it's a bit like,
because it's the name Honest. It's like, Honest, oh, okay, yeah. Again.
Like, no nasties. And whilst they are that kind of brand, they're very not also that kind of brand at the same time. Like, they definitely have a preference as to what they like and don't like in their skincare, but it's not pushy. It's not like, you know, like, oh,
you don't, shouldn't be doing this. They don't shame people for not being honest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just really, really like it. It's very, very calming. Especially like as I test so much skincare, it's nice to have just a serum that you can put on and it instantly calms down the skin and takes away any kind of like redness from irritation and stuff. But I think whilst I don't think it's an absolutely amazing serum, I think I'm pleasantly surprised by a celebrity skincare line and it's not what I thought the brand was going to be at all.
I mean, I think that brand has been around for a long time, and I think
very long time.
When brands like that are around for a long time, they do have time to reformulate and relook at what they have, you know, where you think it might be a little bit crappy, but it's like, okay, they have the experience and like backing behind them now, you know.
Yeah They've got more what's the word,
Experience
and money.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Robert, I completely forgot to ask you. Up the cups. Is there anything that you've been loving?
Listen, I have discovered something that many people have probably already discovered. So the brand Typology.
Yeah.
Typology, right? Sent me some things to your address.
Yeah, please listen. Shout out to brands. Don't do that because I will keep them in the future. I'm not Robert's mailman.
James has received makeup and I just never got it because, you know what?
I binned it. I got rid of it.
It's gone to the wrong address. Yeah. But here's the thing, right?
Not doing it.
They have a tinted serum, which is beautiful. And when you think of tinted serum, I think it's literally called tinted serum.
Sure.
When you think of a serum, right, you think lightweight, tin, almost like a tinted water, but this one actually has a kind of good coverage. Like it feels like a buildable coverage. So you can put it on and it has a really nice layer, really soft, not too greasy, not too oily. You know how serums feel on the skin where it's almost like they're instantly absorbed but leave this kind of like plushness to the skin? You know what I mean? It's kind of like that but with a tint of color. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's not like by any means like full coverage, but I think you can get to like a light medium coverage with it and still have it look really natural. It sat on my skin like, I don't know, what's two things that go together well? Bread and batter. It was really, it sat really, really beautiful. And I have issues with foundations on my skin. If it's a dry piece on my skin, it's ruined. The whole thing's ruined. But this, it was so nice. So calming.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Shout out to them.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
Or maybe, we don't know. We don't know what's happening.
Okay, so listen, today we want to talk about something. We've had an episode before, I believe it was called Copycat Creators, and we're talking about how, basically, how influencers may influence each other in a not so honest way, or be influenced by other people in a not so honest way, copying, basically. But what we want to talk about today is, I feel like online, it's kind of gone a little bit crazy and a little bit too far. People asking people to credit somebody for something. So, here's the deal. And I only mean this in a makeup and skincare world. Arts absolutely credit artists. You know,
100%.
Spoken word, poetry, that is a form of art that needs to be credited. But recently, so I have two examples of this happening to me, three examples actually about crediting, but two examples of this particular that happened to me this week.
Mm-hmm.
Two examples with many comments. So mm-hmm. one time was there was a makeup artist on Instagram, a professional makeup artist who has great experience, who does amazing makeup, who took glitter off their eyes with tape. And this is right. a technique that is probably one of the only ways to get glitter off your face completely. Mm-hmm. Is it the safest? Probably not, but makeup artists have been doing it for years and years and years and years. Somebody in that comment on this person's IGTV or reel, whatever it was like, you need to credit Robert Welsh, that's me, this is his idea.
Oh my god.
And right, and this person tagged me, the artist, and they added me, and she was like, I'm sure Robert wouldn't agree with you. He knows, as a professional makeup artist, this is a technique that has been used for years. And I straight up agreed with her. I posted it, and then I posted a whole thing about crediting people. And then there was a TikTok technique, I say TikTok in quotes, that's gone viral recently, about lifting the face of concealer. Which, of course, again, like makeup artists, concealing and highlighting, and that has been around for years. As if a makeup artist has never looked at concealer and been like, I can use this to lift a face, you know? Mm. But somebody, loads of people actually were like, they basically made a TikTok and they were like, this, my video went viral this time a year ago, whatever it was. And that was it. And basically people were like, I can't believe you came up with this. I can't believe you came up with this. I love it. I use this technique all the time. And then within there was loads of comments like, you need to credit Robert Welsh. He did a video 2 years about 2 years ago about this. He did, you know? And I was like, yeah, but even in that video, I literally say, this isn't my technique.
Mm.
I learned it from other people. So what we want to talk about is there a need to credit, basically, when it comes to old techniques? Mm. Is there a need to credit when maybe, James, you post a video about this is how you layer skincare, and then somebody else might do it, and they'd be like, oh, this is how James does it, you need to credit him?
Mm.
It's kind of gone a little bit too far. In my opinion, there's nothing in makeup that is new in terms of technique and application that you can be like, pinpoint who came up with that to be able to credit them. Do you know what I mean?
I think like one thing I've noticed on in the skincare side of it on Twitter, there seems to be this trend of between aestheticians in particular, who are kind of taking well-known techniques that aestheticians are taught, you know, when applying skincare and using products, and kind of rehashing them as their own.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So for example, there's a particular cleansing technique that I posted a video on crediting an aesthetician. I was like, I'm going to try this technique, created by this aesthetician. I didn't know it wasn't created by them. Mm-hmm. So loads of comments. I got loads of DMs like, I'm an aesthetician. This person didn't create it, blah, blah, blah. So I literally just changed the title to popularized. Do you know what I mean? Right. So kind of thing. But the issue is now, is I also see in that sense that people are being like, this is so-and-so's technique. They created it. You should give credit to them. Not on me, but I see this on other people's posts.
Right, exactly.
And other aestheticians are like, they didn't create this. This is literally in a textbook. This is what we are all taught.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly. So this is the thing. I think that when the person first starts, you know, not that this is what they did on purpose, but I think as long as you're vocal about, like, you are saying, I didn't create this technique. Do you know what I mean? Like, stop trying to get, you know, and I'm sure this person would do that. It's important to be very, very clear about what you think you have invented. But saying that, when I did my photography course at university, nearly every lecture, every time we had a brief, every time we were coming up with ideas, our tutor would be like, remember, no idea is original nowadays. Mm-hmm. And he'd be very good in a very good way at, you know, we'd have all these mood boards and we'd present our brief and we could think they're the most original thick concepts that haven't been done yet. And he'd be like, he'd name the photographer, the campaign, the designer that was part of that campaign. And we'd be like, oh shit. And he was like, it's not a problem. He was like, put your spin on it, you know, create into something new.
Yeah.
So it depends. When another example is videos that I used to do a long time ago and I started doing again about products I'm not going to buy, brands I won't buy. People are like, oh, this is an anti-haul. It was created by this creator. It's like, it's not. It's just a video about products I'm not going to buy. Isn't a concept that's original. It's not crazy. You know, if two people have the same idea, It's like, oh, I'm going to drink water out of a mug instead of a glass.
Yeah, and you like, must create.
Yeah, this is their idea. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so many people are going to do this because it's not a crazy original idea. Mm. So it
depends.
Well,
this is the thing as well with YouTube videos. Being an influencer, you can see a trend in what's kind of trending at the moment. Mm-hmm. And Andy Hall's I'm not buying this, don't buy this is a trend. It's mm-hmm. it's something that a subject that a lot of people like to listen to.
Yeah.
But also it's something that people have done for ages. It's something that you do just having a conversation with people.
Well, it's something people do who don't have videos to create about right, it. Do you know what I mean? Like exactly. People are looking at things and be like, well, I'm not buying that.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? The difference is people are recording it.
Right. There's for the past like three weeks there's been a certain content creator who a YouTuber who I post a video and literally maybe the same day or a day later they post one that's very similar. Obviously they're not copying me because the time it takes to edit that, mm-hmm. if that makes sense, it's just like a similar idea. So it's not copying, it's seeing a trend and acting on that. Mm-hmm. So It's very difficult to
but then we come have that. We have similar videos.
Yeah.
Like did a video recently that was influencers overhype these products. I had a video a year ago that was like overhyped influencer brands I'm not buying. Do you know what I mean? Like it's not that's an original concept. People do the same things all the time. Exactly.
And when you get an idea like that, it mainly comes from I got that idea from someone saying, oh, this is so overhyped. And I was like, oh, that's such a good idea for a video. Mm. What product do you think is overhyped? So although it may be done, I'm not crediting someone who I didn't get from.
Yeah.
No, and that's not at all. Like, not one bit.
I think the best thing you can do is if you got the idea from someone, is just say, this is who I saw it from.
Absolutely.
But people, I think we discussed in the last time we talked about this, people are like, we were saying, you can't. Nowadays, the internet is so huge and there's so many content creators and every genre is oversaturated that you can't go back to the very invention of that trend or that video concept and be like, oh, this is who did it. You can't every video you want to do, type to into YouTube and make and sure, make sure no one's done it before. Do you know what I mean?
Like, and this is the thing. It's like, I spoke about it before about someone messaging me because I did a similar eye look to them. I'm not going to go and make sure nobody hasn't done a green cut crease with the same product. Because, I mean, what you credit like a million people. It's very difficult because, and like you said, if I get the idea from someone, I will say, I'm sure loads of people have done it before, but this is who I got the idea from.
Yeah.
So I'm crediting the person I saw do it. Here's the thing, though. Do you think you have to credit someone who you got the video idea from? If we're thinking that loads of people have also done it before.
Not particularly. I think if it's a running trend, that's huge. For example, end of month favorites, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a huge thing that everyone does.
Are you going to go back and credit some person who did that?
Years ago. Do you know what I mean? Like, there are these trends that become so big. The difference thing is, do you remember like a year ago, there was like all the makeup artists, influencers were doing like wiggly eyebrow trend. And, you know, that's when I think you have to think who started this trend, who did this very unique, particular
thing. That's the thing, because it's not really a trend that it's not like a technique. It's a trend. So in terms of like when it comes to makeup and like you said, when estheticians are doing certain things, it's a classic technique. Whereas wiggly eyebrows, you're not taught wiggly eyebrows as part of like a makeup course.
Right.
So someone somewhere must have done, although I'm sure sometime in the 90s, someone did that on an editorial shoot somewhere. You know, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think another, like in the skincare world, there's this trend called slugging, which people have always done. It's literally just using an occlusive thick layer. Well, it's meant to, like, your face looks sluggy. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're meant to use, like, Vaseline or, like, a healing ointment. CeraVe healing ointment is the main one at the moment that you cover your skin in. To create an occlusive layer to stop hydration coming out. This is something that people have been doing for years and years and years. However, there is a particular esthetician on Twitter who popularized this technique again, taught a lot of people about this technique and the product that she uses for this technique. So that's when in my video about it, even though I knew what it was, because it's just a thing that people do, I was like, you know, I used to use just like Vaseline, but because of this person who's been talking about and really bringing it to the forefront, I've learned more about the technique and the product I use. So I think that's when you need to kind of like credit. Like, I wouldn't ever pretend I knew something just because I knew it. Like, no, I'd be exactly. like, this is the person yeah. that taught it to me, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. But that is a technique that people have been doing for centuries. And when I did my video about it, people were like, my mum's yeah. been doing this. Like, my grandmother did this right. with Vaseline. Do you know what I mean? Right. But so I credited, though, because that's who I personally learned more about it from.
Yeah.
And the product that I was using then. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that, because one thing I see a lot on TikTok is people being like, new something hack. Mm. And then literally it's like a textbook way to contour your face that you learn in basics.
Right.
And so a lot of people are presenting facts and very old techniques and actual staple techniques as new something hack. Mm. Like, you can get a makeup textbook and make new hack throughout the whole yeah. thing, because here's my opinion, is that we've seen so many shit techniques online.
So many trends. Everything's been a trend.
So many trends, so much everything, that actually the basics aren't even known. Mm. So now all the basic things are coming out. Like, what happened recently, right? It's not a basic, but someone did a video of them putting, like, red, like, lipstick under their eyes to make them look tired.
Oh, that again.
Yeah, right? Remember heroin chic? Yeah. In, like, when was that? Early 2000s?
The 90s. Like, late 90s, early 2000s.
For years. Mm-hmm. And all we ever did was black.
I mean, it's how Kate Moss really red, took off.
Right. Like, yeah. With red under the eyes to make you look ill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a trend for ages. And it's every day. Robert, have you seen this new technique? What do you think of this new technique? I'm like, oh my God. Oh my
so
God.
So old.
It's like somebody coming up to you, have you heard of this new song and singing your national anthem to you? Like, it's like, I don't, do you know what I mean? It's like, it's not, but you don't know.
But that's the thing as well. It's that the reiteration rehashing. That people are constantly looking for.
Yes.
To go viral. That's all they want right. from each video. Mm. Go viral. Like, what can I come up with that's going to make
right. Look
me
what
go
I discovered. Mm. You know who I saw doing this the other day, right?
Who?
Nikki Tutorials. Listen, I think she's great. I watch her videos. But she contoured her face and she was like, look at this new tech. So she didn't say new technique in the video, but in the description, it was like, what do you think of this new contour technique?
Oh,
and she basically did, she sculpted her face in a way that's like you get taught basic face shapes. And I posted on my Instagram stories a picture of a magazine like clipping from the 30s, and it was that exact face shape that you do on round faces to make it look longer. So and people always tell me she's a makeup artist. Like, so when did you learn how to do this?
But yeah, isn't she an actual makeup artist?
Yeah, apparently. I don't know, I actually haven't ever looked into it, but that is a basic face shape technique. So why are we being like new? Are you trying to, like you said, are people trying to be like, I discovered this is me. Like, when that girl, oh my God, it's so many times, that girl was like, if you wear makeup, watch this, or whatever. And she talked about putting primer and powder on, and everyone was like, oh my God, going crazy. And actually, that's a really old, again, technique. And she was like, copyright striking people on YouTube for
no.
it. And people were having conversations about, like, you need to calm down because this isn't your technique.
Yeah.
Like, makeup artists had videos on YouTube way before she posted.
What does she do?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Oh, what did she do?
Yeah, I want to know what she's up. Like, what's she up like, to now?
What's her job? Oh, I have no idea. I think she's still on TikTok. It went pretty viral.
God.
But it's like, you cannot think for 1 second that you have come up with something new. Unless you come up with a completely new product that doesn't exist anymore, or a new technique using something complete. You just can't. It's all the same. It's always going to be the same. Makeup's been around for thousands and thousands of years. Do you think that no one has ever done this like this before?
But here's the thing.
And trends re-come out, don't they? They recycle trends every few years.
This is what I was going to say. So one thing I've started redoing on my channel is kind of recycling my old videos.
Right.
Because we have new information. We have new products. We have new technology and science as far as formulations are. So it kind of makes sense to kind of like redo that. Where was I going with this? I can't remember.
Something about nail fungus?
Yeah, but what do you think of my nail fungus?
I've seen it before. I'm not impressed.
But that's the thing. When do you think... how do I explain this? I don't know. I think it's important to rehash old information if there's something new to it. So, for example... Yeah. I guess in your case, it would be like, here's the round face technique. However, have you noticed you could do it this way? Or if you add this to it, of course, it does something different. And then like, if you're like, oh my God, I never knew that. I'm copying this technique, which is a classic one, but so-and-so updated it to be like this. Then I think it's your credit, right? But I do think it's important to re-come up with these ideas or kind of like build on these ideas as time goes on and the more we know, you know? Don't you think that's like important to kind of like not like present them as new things, but be like,
but here's the thing with makeup, people are like, this is how new you do this. Let's take, for example, when people contour their faces and they draw all over their faces, right? These like shapes. People are like, that started this time ago. No, it didn't. Drag queens were doing it for ages. It's a really old technique. So in terms of makeup, in terms of a way to apply products, there really isn't anything new. People can be better at it and tweak it and be like, but you bet someone else has tweaked it exactly the same before.
Yeah.
So I feel like people, I don't know, if I just feel like if you see something new, just because you've seen it for the first time doesn't mean that's its original source. Yeah. Especially now. Actually, let's talk about this. Especially now with how easy it is to take information or miscredit people online, because so much information is recycled.
You mean like not on purpose? Or
yeah, like not on purpose. So say, for example, I came up with a whole new color, right? Mm-hmm. I invented a new color. We'll call it
Beigeant.
Yeah, and it's black neon beige, right? And we've never seen a color like it before. Literally invented it by accident. And then somebody in the video is like, I've found this new color, Beigeant. And I'm gonna use it. And then people started crediting that person, right? Because, you know, that's the first time they've seen it and people were sharing that video. Of course you'll be more inclined to be like, oh, have you seen this? You
know what I mean? Of course.
So let me give an example, because I've had it all this week. In my reaction videos, I take like TikToks, right? And, or Instagram videos, and I talk about the makeup application and stuff like we're talking about now. Like, it's not a new technique, this is how you do it properly, whatever, and not for entertainment purposes. That's something we need to remember. It's entertainment, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there was, I didn't know how TikTok worked before I started using it. I didn't know you can recycle the audio else's thing, So somebody posted this video, and I thought it was really well put. It was talking about skin texture and how people have been brought up seeing makeup being done online where everything's airbrushed, but this is actual skin texture. It was done so nicely. And I was like, oh, this is great. However, the person who filmed it, that wasn't their audio. So their audio went viral, basically. Everyone was reusing it. Everyone was using it for content. So not only does it stay on one platform where you can see, you can click on the bottom. No, what do you do? I don't know. You click on something.
I don't
and it
know
shows to, you, yeah. It shows you this is where the audio is from. Now, had I known that at the time, I would have backtracked to see the original video, if that makes sense. But I didn't. And they contacted me. I was like, it went viral and I never get credited for it. And I was like, crap. And then, of course, my content gets recycled. Mm-hmm. So it gets used on Facebook. It gets used on other platforms with no credit to that person, apart from the visual person in that TikTok, who's actually quite a famous TikToker, so people know who that person is.
Yeah.
So it's not difficult for your information, or not information, acting like it's credit card details, for your content to go viral without anyone's knowledge that it's your content. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but then at the same time, does it count as fair use? Because you're putting content online and changing it and talking about it, and what's the word?
It does. This is the thing. You're reinventing it, basically. And this is why reaction videos fall under fair use on YouTube, because you're creating something new out of this old thing. You're educating. Right. You're, do you know what I mean? And that's the thing with TikTok. If you're going to allow your, because with your videos, you have to allow your video to have a sound, I believe. So you can't just use the audio, I think that's right. I don't think you could just use the audio from someone's video. Like, not every video allows you to do that.
Right.
So you create as a sound. I think there's I guess there must be an actual written agreement that you don't fully own those rights in the sense that people are allowed to reuse that if you do that. However, I understand people... But then is that how TikTok works, for example? Do you mean like the credit is using your audio because you are credited down the bottom?
I think that's it. But here's the deal. If it was just somebody's TikTok that they put on TikTok and it was fine, because it's now on a social platform, anyone can use it, right?
Mm.
But they can't use it for advertising. That's the only thing. You can't use it to gain money.
You
However,
can. Oh, what can you? What?
I mean, like, someone can't take your video that you posted on YouTube and pretend it's theirs and
instead... Oh, no, they can't do that. Sorry. Right? No,
exactly. So, but this, the person who made that audio, this was a piece of written word from them.
So oh, therefore, that's different.
It's, right. So it's like their art form. So when this person contacted me, I was like, you need to credit, like, that sounds really rude. They weren't like that at all.
They were like, credit me. Yeah.
Like, credit me, I'm going to find you. They were really nice about it. Mm. I was devastated. I was like, oh fuck, I've really ripped someone off because this is their kind of like art form. Mm. And they've done it. You know what happened to me once? This is how it must feel. I did this guy's makeup at an event. And he was like a host. He was like front stage, all this kind of stuff. And someone walked past him and they were from the BBC. And they were like, can we interview you about your makeup and men wearing makeup? And they were like, yeah. And they were like, so who did your makeup to? He was like, I did it myself.
Who was that? Who was that?
I don't even know their name. Oh, I don't know who it was. And I was like, I couldn't... And I was standing next to another artist. And I was like, I can't believe that just happened.
Oh, my God.
And they were asking him questions. And he was talking about how he really, you know, enjoyed doing his own makeup, explaining the why he did the look the way he did it. That must be the feeling of somebody's doing it right in front of you, in public, everywhere, for a larger audience to see, because it was on the BBC, so it's going to be a larger audience. And that person's taking all that credit up front and being like, yeah, it was me.
That seems to be, especially on TikTok, that seems to be a running problem of bigger creators taking content from other creators and not crediting. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I personally would look at the audio if they're using an audio and being like, oh, that's their credit there, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
For example, like dance moves that people do. For example, what's, I don't know, Addison Rae? No, that's not right.
I don't know who that is.
Some TikToker was on some American talk show, right?
Oh,
and she half-assed did these dances that were created by black content creators and people of color. Yeah. And there was no credit. Obviously, they weren't done as good. And then the next, I think it was Jimmy Fallon, a couple weeks later or whatever, had those original creators on.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. And it's out after, like, loads of people kind of, like, there was a lot of backlash. But this is the thing. I think there's a difference, like you say, between creating something new, like dance is obviously an art piece, no matter what style it is.
Yeah.
You have to credit that. You can't just be like, oh, I'm dancing. There's no credit. Because people presume you came up with it yourself.
Right. But do you think... So TikTok makes these dance routines that become everyone's thing to do. Mm-hmm. Like, it becomes a trend for everyone to do.
Yeah.
So therefore, is it not like... saying, you know, when, for example, is it Jimmy Fallon? I don't know, when he has a celebrity on and they have to sing a song in a style of somebody. Mm. Is it not a similar thing like that? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's public domain now?
No, I don't.
For anyone to do.
I don't necessarily think so. I think, like, it's tough because... Like you say, like on TikTok, things go viral so quick for such a short amount of time, then you move on to the next thing. And I've seen like a mixed reaction from people. Like there's one dance that's quite popular at the moment that the girl just posted a video being like, yeah, I made up this dance. Here's the original video. I love seeing everyone's different interpretations. She's never been credited from what I've seen. Mm. But then there are other people who are like, I create this dance. Why is no one crediting me? Big content creators are taking, you know. And I think
that's a fair feeling.
Yeah, I think
so. Is it something that should be expected?
I think, it's something that should be expected on a platform like TikTok. I think if you know, short, 15 seconds, do you know what I mean? Like, I think another difference is on YouTube, if you create this whole masterpiece and it's been completely ripped off and it's been like, you know, a couple minutes worth, like, not just because of the time, but I think the way things are done, the idea of TikTok is to... recreate. TikTok is literally watching the same video 15 times over or exactly, 200 times yeah. over the same mm-hmm. thing, but everyone's mm-hmm. take on that one thing. So you would expect it, right? But I think that's yeah. different from using someone's actual audio, like you said, like this
where they've physically written something.
Yeah, which is that, yeah. Right, and then that's exactly. going viral, right? That should be credited. Yeah. And yeah. hopefully it is using the sound thing at the bottom.
Yeah.
But then on that note, you also see a lot of people just re-uploading with, and they've taken the sound and made it their own,
that's
which I've seen a lot of
yeah.
people do as well. So it's just a case of like, just do the right thing and credit who you got the idea from.
This is a problem. I think you have to have some kind of morals to yeah. be like, you know what, I should credit. I think there's a feeling where people feel like they can't say they've learned something from someone. And I think that's in general, not just on online world, but in general, people are like, they feel like they need to be the person who came up with it.
But that's the thing,
like,
though.
I learned this.
Do people care?
No,
this is the thing.
Care.
Like, I say this all the time, but there's, I constantly get compared to one other content creator. And people are always in my comments being like, oh, so and so's copied you. And I have to be like, they haven't copied me. Like, because, you know, like we said throughout this whole thing, like, nothing's original. But then also, people have been like, oh, I saw so-and-so do this. It's good to see your version of this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think some people don't, not saying that that's the right thing, that like, oh, they just want to see someone else do it and they're fine to give them credit. But like, do people even care who created it? Do you know what I mean? Like, are people just like, right. oh, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's different. Like a 15-second TikTok dance is like, yeah. they want to see their favorite preteen in a vest with a perm dancing to that song because they love
dancing
them. They just want to see them
rigid,
doing it.
Rigid as hell.
Yeah, they're not going to be like, oh, who created this art piece that I want to go back on and see what else they do.
But here's
that's
where
not the point.
Right. I think this is where it's a little bit different, is that potentially online there's monetary gain from popularity and follower gain, you know, mm-hmm. if people are like, oh, I love this, and people don't look as deep into it as they should. I know, but I don't look as deep into it. Well, I will now, but not before. So it's like, when there's something to gain, then I think it matters. But if it wasn't anything, then, you know, then what's the point? But if somebody got paid, or somebody got a million views for using this sound, not their original sound, with something
which is yours, with your original writing,
right? And then somebody who wrote that thing got not as many. It's like, well, where's the fairness in that? You know, it's kind of, someone's took part of what you have and ran with it
and benefited from it
because they're going to get more views, and companies are going to see that they get those views, so they're in turn going to get money from advertisers, things like that. Or maybe it's going to go pop the post will go viral, whatever.
It's gonna go popular.
Gonna see it, before. It's gonna get 100% popular. 100% Worldwide pop.
It's
guys.
Tough because I feel like with everything, there's so much like nuance behind it. Like, it's not as black and white as it is, right?
Right.
Like, it just completely depends. And I think people just need to be honest about, you know, like
100% honest.
Yeah. Like, if I have to credit, like, every time someone's reviewed Honest, Calm and Perfect Serum,
right,
I'm not going to be like, I have to credit so-and-so for showing me this, or I saw this on so-and-so. It was like, I usually do, but it's a product that's open to the public, so anyone can review it. So I'm not necessarily going to get credit for where I found it, you know?
Right. And every time I put like blush on the apples off my cheeks, I'll have to be thanking and crediting some Tudor queen or some kind of like, you know, ancient person.
The plague.
Like, the plague. Thanks to the plague for giving us this look, you know? It's kind of like there is no beginning for it. Like, you can't, I would be thanking, crediting, sorry, cavemen, you know, it's like it all comes from somewhere, and to be like, this is original content is insane.
Yeah,
like imagine a 12-year-old jumping on a platform and seeing this. That's gonna be the first time they see it and think that's where the idea comes. I think people need to bear it in mind that the internet isn't the original source of everything. It didn't,
which
all
people
start
don't
with
know.
Yeah, they really don't know. And like, there's one thing that really irritates me, right? Is Lisa Eldridge, the makeup artist, who has been a makeup artist for years and years and years and years, all the time I get messages, have you seen this famous YouTuber's videos?
Mm.
I'm like, she is not a YouTuber. Well, she is now, but she is an makeup amazing yeah. makeup artist who has had a career, a very successful career, long before YouTube existed. And it gets to me because I'm like, stop.
Yeah, there's more to it than the internet.
Before the internet.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But here's the deal. I think, to summarize, yes, everything is kind of now public domain and we can't really help it. And there is that fair use law online.
Mm.
But I think you do have to have, is it called a moral compass?
Yeah.
Some kind of moral compass to when you're doing things online. If you're going to be just a nasty person and be like, yeah, I came out with this. No, I didn't see them do it. Sorry. Yeah. Then, you know, whatever. That's on you. But I do think you need to have some kind of moral ground. But at the same time, if you're going to create something, there's a risk that you're putting it out there and people are going to copy.
Yeah. But then also, as well, as a commenter or a viewer, you have to realize that nothing is original anymore. Exactly. And that just because someone came up with an idea, if it's a wide concept that people do, it doesn't mean anyone has to give credit to that original person who came up with a very average idea. You know, I think it's like thinking as well, like, how truly original is this idea?
Mm-hmm.
And like, are people able to put a spin on it? And you still know that that's inspired by that. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Or like, is it just a very generic idea? Like pound.
Right. And let's be clear. There's a difference between being like, literally saying, I've come up with this new idea, and being like, have you seen this?
Yeah.
Or I do this, you know, because you're not claiming it's yours. But when people are like, I've just discovered this new thing, it's like,
and also, just because you discovered it doesn't mean that no one else knows about it. And I feel like that's what I think a lot of people do. Like, you're like, listen to this, you're never gonna believe this, I just discovered it. And it's like, doesn't mean it's new to everyone. Like, do you know what I mean? Just because it's like, I don't know. Fuck it. Fuck it. Wait, is it advertiser friendly? Well, I don't know if you have to be. Fuck it. I don't care.
Listen, I think that's great. Let us know your opinions over on our Instagram. What is it? At the Double Cleanse Podcast?
Yes.
Yeah, you'll see it. You'll see our faces.
Yeah.
Let us know in the comments below on our latest post. Don't message us because we don't read them.
But let us know
if it's below there. Is there anything else that we need to say?
No, I think that's it, really.
Oh, we have a joint channel, The Welsh Twins, on YouTube. Check it out.
Yeah, and we have merchandise now that you can buy at your leisure.
Exactly. Not Double Cleanse, but Welsh Twins merch.
Yeah.
That you can buy. Oh, maybe we should do some Double Cleanse merch.
Maybe we should. Let us know if it's something you'd be interested in.
That's nice. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. And we will see you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.